Now, some of you are saying, now wait, Eric, you said affection was the woman's number one primary need. Well, this, it's a little bit different take on that definition of affection. We need to think of this as little things that you do every day. So on those busy days, the first A provides an opportunity to connect with the one we love through touch. Through touch. Just briefly, but daily. Initiate the three A's with an intentional hug, with a pat, with a kiss or a tickle or a hand squeeze. It just says, okay, here we are. We're here for a minute. Nothing else exists. You just remember. All right? This is a moment when the entire world stops and you acknowledge the love you have for one another through intentional affection. And again, both spouses need to participate. Two, affirmation. If you practice the three A's on a regular basis, you will begin to look forward to sharing the tangible or emotional ways your spouse has encouraged you or made your day easier. Simply acknowledge your spouse. Simply acknowledge your spouse for running an errand for you, meeting a need, leaving an I love you message in an unexpected place. Pick up the kids or doing the dishes or the laundry. Just acknowledge what your spouse does for you. Though many of us think those nice thoughts, very few of us actually move them to the action phase in our life. So a daily affirmation means making a point to appreciate someone we love for specific, identifiable, recognizable action. Action. Once again, each spouse needs to take his or her turn. The third one is apology. This step is not about solving major conflicts or, you know, instigating a war or anything, but about healing unintentional hurts that are common in any close relationship. Now, I have to make a confession. I think Jamie and I, she probably knows, and so I apologize ahead of time, Jamie. I think we were married maybe 2 weeks. And I woke up at midnight one night, and Jamie wasn't there. And so I walked out to the kitchen, and she was sitting at the table. And I said, Jamie, what's wrong? Why aren't you sleeping? I knew she was exhausted. She had just started teaching after graduating from college. And she says, Eric, I'm mad because we were in an argument, and you didn't even realize it. Guys, how many of us have been there? I'm mad because we were having an argument and you didn't even realize it. These, you know, it's just sometimes we say things that we may not even realize that brings hurt to other people, especially our spouse. And it's just an opportunity for yourself to say, hey, I'm sorry for that. I truly am sorry. You know, one of the biggest deterrents for me in becoming a pastor and answering God's call was the fact that I realized that no matter how careful I was in preaching, every Sunday, more than likely, I'm going to hurt somebody. I mean, I don't know all of your backgrounds, all the folks that are listening on the radio. I don't know what they're going through right now. And something that I say, depending on where you are in your life, may seem shallow and insignificant, and it might hurt you, and that is not my intention, right? And that was really hard for me to understand, and it still is every Sunday morning when I get up here to talk. I do not take this time lightly. But I hope all of us have grace and know that I'm not intending to hurt anyone. But that is one thing. This is an apology. It's what the last of the three A's in your relationships. It's a way for us to bring about healing for those unintentional hurts. It is giving each spouse the opportunity to answer one simple question. Is there any way that I have hurt you today? Is there any way at all that I have hurt you today? There will be many days when the answer is simply no, but other days there may be one incident that hurt both of you. It's a great communication starter. Is there any way that I hurt you today?